Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Yeah. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Happy Friday. Let's
keep
do this thing.
Gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving.
Gotta get back up.
Keep moving.
Gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. Here we go. Happy, 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 happy Friday. Come on in. Episode 4760. You do the math. Heading up to 5,000 episodes. We should be there right at the end of the year. I might have to give you a couple bonus episodes to get my 5,000 at the end of the year, but I'm on my way. Today, we're talking about accountability, personal accountability, your goals, all that kind of thing. And who is the best accountability partner? Who is that? Now, I'm not a big one. I never ask anybody to hold me accountable. I just don't. I'll explain that later in the show today. You'll see. Maybe I should. Nah, I'll get a better idea. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, way before podcasting was a thing. Then we went through the thing, and now it's a different thing. And we've been here the whole ride. It's kind of crazy. I'll retire doing a podcast. That's been my life. Never thought it would happen that way. I remember back in the days when I left radio full time. I didn't get into podcasting to be a podcaster. I did not do that. I got into podcasting because I wanted to get into coaching and speaking and helping people, and I just recognized that was my vehicle to do that. That's why I did it. So I followed the path. I jumped in the vehicle and I went at it. And you'll find in life, anything that you want to do is going to be made better when you know the vehicle to take to get there. But all my radio friends, after, you know, 15 years, it's like, man, how'd you know to get out so soon and jump in podcasting? And can you help me do it? I'm like, I didn't do it for a podcast. I did it because I wanted to help people. That was it. Good to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. I have no idea if I said that, but I'm in the flow today. I was thinking about something. I had an epiphany today, and I like to be transparent with you about learning this. I learn all the time. I read books all the time. And I mentioned earlier this week, I've been reading the Bible, which to me has been kind of a fun thing to do because I don't go to church. I get married in church. I went to Sunday school. I did all that stuff, but I never really been a church going person, you know? So I'm digging into it, and I come upon this little passage. You see, when two or three people come together, God is in the room. And I read that. And immediately my mind went to Napoleon Hill. Now, maybe I'm way behind the eight ball on this one, but it went to Napoleon Hill about a mastermind. I said, oh, wait a second. He said, when two or three minds get in a room, you form a mastermind. I think, oh, I see where you got that from now. One thing about what I do here and about what everybody does that does the work that I do, you have to understand it all based on something. It all came from someplace. We have a different opinion. We have a different take on things, but it all came from someplace, including you. So as you listen today and as you listen to everything else that you do, pull it all together and make your own decision, your own epiphanies, if you will, about how things work. I feel kind of weird that I said that to you, but you know what? First time I read it. There you go. All right, Friday, we ask a question when we start. How do you want to feel? I have been asking that question a lot lately because I've been doing my daily awareness diary, and it is one of the prompts I have in there every single day. I just want to know that. So I'll write my whole thing, and I will, what I write today. How do I want to feel? I want to feel relaxed, excited, helpful, and connected. Boom. When you take a moment, ask yourself how you really want to feel about life and don't let yourself be affected by life. It changes. And I will tell you, it's so cool because I do it every single day. I ask the same question in the morning, every single day. And I've gotten to the point, I've talked about this before, where I will look at it, I will ask the question, and I'll just sit back and wait to hear the answer. And within seconds, something I completely unexpected pops into my head. So you don't have to, but it might be a good idea. Take a little me time. Ask yourself how you really want to feel, and then maybe do it today. Okay, enough of that stuff. Come on, let's get on with the good stuff. Accountability. Because you know accountability is what everybody wants and loves. I have people all the time say, Scott, I want you to hold me accountable. You're a guy that does this. You know how to get things done. You've taught a lot of people. Yeah, I have. But I'm not going to hold you accountable. Well, I need an accountability coach. I said, okay, that's cool. I'm not going to hold you accountable. Well, why not? Because, okay, so here's the thing. The first time I hold you accountable, you're going to be okay with it. Hey, I'm going to remind you about something. You see, that's fine. The second time you don't do it, you're not going to like me very much. And third time, you're done with it. You're not going to want me to hold you accountable anymore. You're just going to give up on it. Happens all the time. That's why I don't take on that responsibility. And certainly, a little sidebar here, let me put it in different perspective for those of you who own a business. And there are places where I guess we have to do some level of that accountability thing. But for the most part, if you own a business and people are paying you to hold them accountable, the quickest way not to get paid is to, well, you figure it out. I'm telling you, it's a little Scott logic. It's common sense. So I personally don't do it. I instead encourage you. I instead support you. I motivate you. I got to reframe your mind a little bit. I kind of move you in a different direction. I covertly talk to you so that you don't necessarily get, I'm not talking to you directly and telling you what to do. I'm not holding you accountable directly. I'm covertly coming around with a story in some way that you get it without me getting blamed for it. Does that make sense? All right. Over the years, I've really seen a lot of people set themselves up for failure, if you will. They follow this advice. When you set a goal, make it public and tell everybody you know so they can support you and hold you accountable. Okay. Now, my experience, that could have worked better, especially in long-term relationships and goals, I think. Maybe. So here's the deal with that. When you set a goal and you make it public to get people to hold you accountable, yes, you are committed to the goal. And yes, I believe you should make a public commitment when you are ready to go and make that commitment. When you're in, when you're committed, when you're ready to go ahead and do that. Because at that point, you actually don't need anybody to hold you accountable, do you? But most people make it thinking, they'll hold me accountable. I don't like that idea. It makes it challenging. You know why? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Because most people, when you set out with a goal or something and you want somebody to hold you accountable, they're really not thinking about you all day. They're thinking about their own life. They don't understand you the way you understand yourself. They just don't. They can't really support you in a meaningful way. And that's difficult for me to accept when somebody can't support me in a meaningful way because they don't really know me. So I'm really careful with that. And again, I think there are times when this really works well if you get the right person and you've made the right commitment. Absolutely. But be careful with it. It takes a little bit of thinking to realize that the best accountability relationship needs to be based on respect and a sincere connection to have the most impact, right? That means there's no need to crowdsource accountability when you only need two people to keep you on track. Now, who is that? The first partner is the one you listen to the most. You. Accepting responsibility for your own accountability is the most potent skill you own. You are the boss of you. But since you're the boss of you and you don't always listen to yourself, I do suggest that you find somebody who you trust and respect, who is willing to call you out on your stuff in a nice way. Once they agree, let them do their job. But notice the first thing. It's you holding yourself accountable for what you want to do. And when you commit to do that, stick with it. Don't go out to somebody else and say, hey, hold me accountable to this. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do it. Just get their support. You hold yourself accountable. You look in the mirror every single day, and whatever you have decided to do, you hold yourself accountable for whether you did it or didn't do it. If you write a daily awareness journal or a diary, if you do that, it's almost impossible not to hold yourself accountable. And once you do that enough, you won't need anybody else to hold you accountable. You'll do it because you said you were going to do it. You know that's true. I want you to have a rocking weekend. I know I will. I'm going hunting with my son-in-law. He wants to go hunting ducks. I said, okay, never killed a duck before. Why not? We're going to eat it. Don't worry about it. See you at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, and Monday on the Daily Boost. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving.